From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto are reaffirming their commitment to reject trade protectionism. The leaders met at the North American Leaders Summit in Ottawa on Wednesday.
The politics of trade are always difficult in every country. I don't know any country where there aren't going to be some folks who argue against trade. But we all believe that in an integrated global economy, the goal is not for us to try to shut ourselves off from the world, but rather to work together to raise standards around the world for workers and for the environment.
U.S. President Barack Obama, the United States, Canada, and Mexico account for almost 27% of the world's economic output. Turkey's Prime Minister Binali Yildirim is blaming the Islamic State for Tuesday's suicide bombing at the Istanbul airport that killed 42 and wounded more than 200 others. The Turkish government declared a day of mourning Wednesday as security tightened at airports around the world, including the U.S., where lawmakers were given a classified briefing on ISIS on Wednesday. Florida Senator Marco Rubio.
Obviously, we're all deeply concerned about what we saw yesterday or last night in Turkey. Not all surprising. We know ISIS has specifically targeted Turkey, and in particular its tourist sector, as part of its desire to ultimately include Turkey as part of their fraudulent caliphate. But in the short term, in the hopes of getting Turkey to back off its cooperation in the war against ISIS.
The director of the Central Intelligence Agency in the U.S. says the triple suicide bombing in Turkey has the hallmarks of the Islamic State and warns the terror group may try the same thing in the U.S. This is VOA News. European leaders focus Wednesday on carving out a future without Britain as they concluded a summit in Brussels. Lisa Bryant reports.
EU leaders sent their own message to Britain. Don't expect special treatment once you leave, as French President François Hollande pointed out.
S'il veut rester dans le marché unique,
he said that if Britain wants to stay in the single market, it has to pay the price, including accepting the free movement of people. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, is calling on the international community to take a greater action in tackling the refugee crisis. She spoke Wednesday at the Institute of Peace in Washington.
At the end of 2015, more than 65 million people were displaced worldwide, over half of them children. That is the highest number on record since the UN's refugee agency started collecting statistics.
Power announced U.S. plans to intensify resettlement efforts to admit 30,000 more refugees in 2016 and 2017. Egyptian investigators say a flight data recorder shows there was smoke aboard the Egypt Air flight that crashed into the Mediterranean Sea May 19th, killing all 66 people on board. The recorder shows the smoke was in the lavatory and in some of the onboard electronics. Investigators say heat damage and soot was found on the front part of the wreckage. The cockpit voice recorder was recovered but damaged. It is being repaired in Paris and could provide more clues into the cause of the crash. Russia and Turkey have agreed to resume cooperation on travel and trade. The agreement followed a telephone conversation between the country's presidents, the first such conversation since Turkey downed a Russian plane last year. Russian President Vladimir Putin said during the phone conversation on Wednesday with his Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan that Russia would start talks with Turkey on resuming trade and economic relations and would lift restrictive measures on Russian tourists visiting Turkey. The two leaders also agreed to a face-to-face meeting in September on the sidelines of the G20 summit in China. Dozens of Nobel Prize winners are calling on Greenpeace and other environmental activist groups to cease their opposition to the genetically modified foods, saying they pose no danger to health and can be beneficial. The group, which includes scholars from various disciplines, including medicine, say Greenpeace should stop opposing the development of the genetically engineered type of rice that supporters say has evidence of a deficiency that could be linked to blindness. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.